Hallelujah. We have a mighty God who can save us. So, purihin po ang Panginoon at magandang araw po sa inyo wherever you are in the world. Welcome to Crossworld Online Worship. Yes, we are back to zero. Ano po, parang last year, no? Parang the exact time we decided to go online. No? And last December, ay nag-decide naman tayo to go on-site. But because of the increasing number of infections of COVID, we decided to spend our worship together, no, online, just for this Sunday. No, in case po sa susunod na Sunday, just stay tuned para po malaman natin if we will go online or on site or both this coming Sunday. But anyway, ang topic po natin for today is growing your faith when sickness strikes. Very timely, based on the timeless word of God. When we look at this, the happenings this past week, kita po natin how, the world has turned crazy, and even the Philippines, no, because of the statistics that had been shown to us. Noong pong March 18, on the average, nasa ano po tayo, 5,269 na mga COVID infections, no? And noong March 19, ay nag-shoot po ito ng 7,094. At kahapon lang, March 20, no, ay 7,999. So after 1 year, parang 1 year anniversary ng lockdown, ay nag-shoot up at nakakatakot po itong mga pangyayaring ito. So Western Pacific region ay sabi ng iba, winner daw ang Pilipinas kasi sa chart po, kung mapansin natin dito, in number one po ang Pilipinas sa pinakamaraming cases ng COVID-19. So we decided to go online this Sunday to practice personal quarantine and yung sinasabi ng government na circuit breaker. Ito pong mga nakaraang linggo din, nagkaroon ng vaccination, ano? At yun daw vaccination ay 30,000 in a week. So imagine po ninyo, with 70 million Filipinos that needed to be vaccinated, 30,000 weekly, so that's equivalent to 2,333 weeks. So 44 years na lang po, mga kapatid, may herd immunity na tayo. Medyo nakakalungkot, na nakakatakot, na nakakatawa. No? Anyway, despite what's happening in our nation today, we can still smile and look for something to thank God for and siguro to laugh at. Nakita ko po itong isang article dito na sa isang exam, may test na sinabi at ang tanong doon sa exam ay, "Who killed Goliath?" Tapos underline ID, no? Ang sagot po ng bata ay hindi David, kundi ang sagot ng bata ay COVID, no? Kaya sabi ng teacher, magkita tayo mamaya. So mga kapatid, let us be very careful, take care of yourselves, take care of others, and keep safe as much as possible. A mask is better than a ventilator. Home is better than ICU. Prevention is better than treatment. It's not curfew, but I care for you. Kaya mag-iingat lamang po tayo, lalo itong mga panahon na ito. And we have some good news to share. Kasi po, may mga, syempre may vaccine, but at the same time, we're looking for ways to prevent COVID-19 from coming into our system. At ito pong mga kaibigan natin, na mga businessmen, na takot din sa karamdaman kagaya natin, ay naghahanap din po ng mga solusyon. So may mga kaibigan tayong negosyante at mga pastor din that they have found out that ivermectin, ano, is a prophylaxis that can help prevent the virus from coming to our system. No, malaki po ang pagkakataon ito, although the government is not yet endorsing it, but ivermectin has been around for the last 40 years, no? At ito po ay very safe and efficacious drug No, anti-parasitic ito. Ginagamit ito sa Africa. Na-discovery po ito ng isang Japanese na scientist. At kasama ko ito sa top 10 essential medicines in the world. Number 1 po ay penicillin. Number 2 ay aspirin. At pangatlo po yung ivermectin. No? And we're trying to look for supplies nito. And hopefully this week, magkaroon po tayo ng supply dito sa Crossworld. And we will make it available to you. 35 pesos lamang po ito. Hindi po ako nagbebenta ng gamot at hindi po natin ito kikitaan. But this is something that we want to share among the poor. Imagine po ninyo yung mga vaccine ang mahal-mahal. At kapag ka nagkasakit ka, merong isang gamot na nakakalimutan ko yung pangalan, Remdesivir Zedin, something like that, which is 25,000 pesos per vial. Napakamahal po nito. But ivermectin is 35 pesos only. And it will last, the efficacy of that will last for 3 weeks, no? Kung ikaw ay nasa bahay lang, kung ikaw naman ay nagtatrabaho at lumalabas ka ng bahay, 1 capsule per 2 weeks. At kung ikaw ay frontliner, 1 capsule per week. At kung ikaw naman ay may sakit na, no, 1 capsule per 3 days, no? We will inform you more about ivermectin. At sa next slide natin, makikita natin ano, yung sample nung lalagyan na ito. And this is being endorsed by Dr. Andrew Liuson and some of my friends, no, mga negosyante at mga pastor, mga bishops. No. And let's parang take advantage of this. Malungkot po, mga kapatid, sapagkat COVID is real. We cannot escape it. Ito'y nandito na. At isang kaibigan po naming bishop ay kinuha na ng Lord because of COVID. You know, the whole PBS College of Bible Alumni Association grieves for the loss, our loss of Bishop Art Corpus. No, sa mga kamag-anak ko at mga mahal sa buhay ay nakikidalamhati po tayo. So, we have to face this brutal fact and unavoidable truth. Sickness can happen to anyone. Nobody is immune. Nobody is exempted. It can happen to you. It can happen to me. No, mula po nung si Adan sa kasi Eva ay nagkasala, this is an unavoidable consequence that ushers in our deterioration and even to death and decay. No, bahagi na po ito ng ating human nature. According to Pastor Ray Isaac, no, there are 4 reasons why sickness strikes. Una, disobedience. Kagaya nga ng disobedience si Adam and Eve na minana natin. Pangalawa, deterioration. So, part ng ating slow death. Deviation, siguro dahil hindi tayo sumusunod sa natural law. No? And pangatlo is demonic attacks. So, these are the possible reasons why sickness can come to us. And no one is exempted. Young or old, rich or poor, no, ay talaga pong mangangamba tayo sapagkat lahat tayo ay prone dito. It can be congenital or acquired. Okay? But the good news is this. The good news. Punta po tayo sa good news. The good news is God wants us to grow our faith in times of sickness that can lead to our healing. No? Ulitin ko po yon. The good news is God wants us to grow our faith in times of sickness that can lead to our healing. Anong proeba niyan, mga kapatid? Let's look at John chapter 4, verse 46 to 54. This is part of our series, no? John 6, 46 to 54. And let's read this together. Okay? Sabi po sa verse 46, therefore he came again to Cana of Galilee where he had made the water into wine. And there was a royal official whose son was sick at Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus had come from Judea into Galilee, he went to him and began asking him to come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Then Jesus said to him, unless you people see signs and wonders, you simply will not believe. The royal official said to him, sir, come down before my child dies. Jesus said to him, go, your son is alive. The man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him and went home. And as he was going down, his slaves met him, saying that his son was alive. So he inquired of them the hour when he began to get better. Then they said to him, yesterday at the 7th hour, the fever left him. So the father knew that it was at that hour in which Jesus said to him, "Your son is alive," and he himself believed, and his entire household. This is again a second sign that Jesus performed when he had come from Judea into Galilee. Okay. So manalangin po tayo sa Panginoon upang pagpalain ang kanyang salita. Panginoon, salamat po sa oras na ito. Dalangin po namin na sa panahon ng karamdaman, lumago ang aming pananampalataya at ang aming pagtitiwala sa iyo. Hanggang maranasan namin, Panginoon, ang kagalingan. Salamat sa iyong salita at dalangin po namin, Panginoon, na patuloy kang gumalaw at mangusap sa amin sa pagkakataon pang ito. We give you all the glory and all praise. In Jesus' name, amen. So how do we grow our faith when sickness strikes? I want to show you how the royal official, ito po isang nobleman, isang kilalang tao na naglilingkod no, sa panahon ng panunungkulan ni Herodes, okay, eh meron siyang matinding pangangailangan. And how the Lord met him, and how the Lord helped him, no, grow his faith until he received what he requested for. Merong limang stages po ang paglago ng pananampalataya nitong nobleman. Okay, number one is the beginning of faith, which is desperate faith. Okay, desperate faith. So again, in verse 46, ang sabi dito, Jesus came again to Cana of Galilee. So from Jerusalem, bumalik po siya ng Judea. O bumalik siya ng Galilee, rather. Where he had made the water into wine. Kung saan gumawa siya ng tubig, ginawa niyang alak, binalikan niya yon. And there was a royal official whose son was sick at Capernaum. No, yung pong layo ng Cana to Capernaum is about 26 kilometers. No, ang Cana po medyo mataas, bababa ka no, patungo doon sa Aplaya ng Capernaum. 47, when he heard that Jesus had come from Judea into Galilee, he went to him and began asking him to come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. So, kagaya ng sabi ko kanina mga kapatid, hindi mo mapipigilan ng karamdaman. Kahit ikaw pa ay makapangyarihan, ikaw pa ay mayaman, ikaw pa ay nakaririwasa kapag ka dumating ang kayamanan, ano pa mang kayamanan natin o ano mang connection natin, eh wala po tayong magagawa. No? At talaga pong hindi tayo pwedeng iligtas ng ating kayamanan, hindi tayo pwedeng iligtas ng ating mga kaibigan. No? At may mga pagkakataon, dinadala tayo ng Panginoon sa ganyang sitwasyon no, upang tayo ay lumapit sa Kanya. Unfortunately, it usually takes a desperate need for many to come to the Lord. Maliban na lang na dumating ang isang aksidente, isang karamdaman, isang pag-iirap o kamatayan. So sana po mga kapatid, hindi pa man dumarating itong mabibigat na mga aberya at mga suliraning ito, lumapit na tayo sa Panginoon. So desperate times call for desperate measures. So what this nobleman did is he personally traveled to Cana. No, to meet up with Jesus. Purihin ang Panginoon sapagkat ang lalaki pong ito hindi pumunta ng Cana para katagpuin si Herodes o ang isang espesyalista, kundi pumunta siya doon para katagpuin si Jesus. And this is the beginning of faith. No? Purihin din ang Panginoon sapagkat itong lalaking ito, he did not send someone else, no? He did not even delegate this to his wife or to one of his servants. But he went himself to Jesus. So sa mga pagkakataon po na tayo ay may matinding pangangailangan, kanino tayo lumalapit? Sinong ating tinatakbuhan? Sinong ating kinukonsulta? Madalas kapag meron tayong nararamdaman, ginugoogle agad natin. Kapag medyo bumibigat na, naghahanap tayo ng espesyalista. Kapag matindi na ang pangangailangan natin, naghahanap na tayo ng mga kaibigang mayayaman para tumulong sa atin sa mga hospital bills. But this guy is one of a kind because he made the decision to travel 26 kilometers just to meet up with Jesus. That's how desperate he was. And sometimes God brings us to that point of desperation so that we draw closer to him. So that's the beginning of the nobleman's faith, the desperate faith. Pangalawang stage is determined faith. No, determined faith. So, determinado po ang lalaking ito because he had to leave his dying son. Alam nyo, kapag terminal at medyo bilang na ang mga oras ng iyong mahal sa buhay, can you afford to leave your loved one? Kung alam mong binibilang na lang ang oras o araw, ano, hindi mo iiwanan, di ba? As much as possible, you will stay behind, you will stay with your dying son. But this guy, no, dahil determinado siya at alam niyang there is hope, iniwanan niya yung kanyang minamahal na anak, knowing that anytime he could expire. And hindi lang yun. His determination made him travel one whole day just to see Jesus. No. Hindi niya inalintana yung pagbibiyahe ng malayo. At hindi lamang yun. This man did not let his high position keep him from Jesus. So hindi na rin niya inisip na siya ay isang nobleman o isa siyang lalaking may mataas ang posisyon, iginagalang at may impluensya. Hindi niya na inalintana yun, ano? Kundi dahil alam niya na mayroong pag-asa kay Jesus, siya ay dumako doon. Kahit pa sabihin na nung panahong ito, hindi pa ganun kasikat si Jesus Christ. Okay? Mapagpakumbaba ang nobleman na ito. No, hindi niya iniisip na siya ay mataas at si Jesus ay mababa. No. Nung isang araw po, ako'y may nakausap at nabalitaan ko mula sa kanya na siya ay nagtatangka na ano, umiwas sa paninigarilyo. Siya po'y hindi natin kapananampalataya. Galing po siya sa ibang relihiyon. At ako'y nag-offer sa kanya. Sabi ko sa kanya, bro, sabi kong ganun, gusto mo, papanalangin kita. No, kasi marami na ako ipinag-pray na gustong tumigil sa paninigarilyo at tinulungan naman ng Panginoon. No, I want to help you. I want to pray for you. I want to bless you. No, kaya lang, siya po'y tumanggi. Sabi niya, next time na lang daw. Ako'y nalulungkot, no, kasi parang siguro hindi siya masyadong believe. So, sabi ko naman sa kanya, hindi kita kinukonvert sa pagiging born again. I just want to bless you. I just want to help you. Kaya lang, sabi niya, next time na lang daw. Ako'y nananalangin na sana dumating ang pagkakataon na talagang siya'y mga ilangan na talagang sabihin niyang, yes, Pastor Al, please pray for me. No, I'm still praying that he will come to know the Lord. Okay. Now, when you look at the verse dito na sinabi, he began asking Jesus, or he began entreating the Lord, or he began begging Jesus. Yung pong word na ginamit dito ay imperfect tense. Ang ibig pong sabihin nito, it is a repeated or persistent action. Ibig pong sabihin, nung makita niya si Jesus, he never let go of Jesus. The request was not even casual, but the request was insistent. Makulit po yung nobleman na ito. He never gave up on his son and he never gave up until Jesus, you know, answered his request. So humantong siya sa ganitong klase ng pananampalataya, no? Determined faith. Una, desperate faith ang nakita natin. Pangalawa ay determined faith. Pangatlo ay dynamic faith. No? Dynamic faith. Kung tutuusin po, hindi naman naging dynamic yung agad yung faith nitong lalaki na ito. No? Kasi sa umpisa, medyo nagparinig ang Lord sa verse 48. Ang sabi dito, Jesus said to him, unless you people see signs and wonders, you simply will not believe. Actually, sa harapan po ng maraming tao nung sinabi ni Jesus ito, hindi ito rebuke doon sa nobleman, but this is a commentary on the people of both Judea, from Judea and Galilee, who were, you know, expecting a more miracles to happen. Kasi parang the atmosphere there was like a circus. parang gusto nilang na, sige nga Jesus, magpa-impress ka uli at magpakitang gilas ka uli sa amin. Yun yung atmosphere nung panahon na yun. It was not actually a rebuke of the nobleman. Pero it is a rebuke of the prevailing atmosphere during that time. Pero sumagot yung royal official at ang sabi niya, "Sir, come down before my child dies." So, at first, hindi dynamic ang faith nitong lalaki na ito. Baka, bakit po? Kasi meron siyang wrong mindset. At ito yung wrong mindset niya, number one, na kinakailangan pang pumunta ni Jesus from Cana to Galilee para lang pagalingin yung kanyang anak na lalaki. That Jesus had to travel. Yun yung unang maling mindset niya. At ang pangalawang maling mindset itong lalaki na ito ay dalian natin, Lord, kasi pag na-late tayo, huli na ang lahat. Yun yung pangalawang maling mindset. Kasi ang akala niya, kapag na-late si Jesus, death will end it all. But it's not true when you have Jesus around, when you have Jesus with you. Kaya inayudahan ng Lord ang lalaki na ito kasi kita niya na merong kailangang iayos sa kanyang pananampalataya. Pero kahit sabihin mo pa na ang pananampalataya niya ay may kakulangan, Jesus in his compassionate heart said to him in verse 50, "Go, your son is alive." Go, your son is alive. And the man believed the very words that Jesus spoke to him and he went home. See the power of the word of Jesus. See the dynamism, no, of his uttered words, no. Go, your son is alive. But the word of Jesus, no, I will be powerless if it falls on unbelieving heart. Pero ang sabi po dito, the man believed the word of Jesus. At ang ginawa po niya, dahil nanampalataya siya, hindi niya na dinala si Jesus. Pinanghawakan na lang niya ang salita ni Jesus, no? At siya ay nagsimula ng umuwi. I saw something in the internet at ang sabi dito, ganito po. The diagnosis from a doctor is never final. We serve a powerful God that miraculously heals. Purihin po ang Panginoon. You know, ang amin pong pamangkin na si Grace Alcaraz ay nagkaroon na po siya ng cancer a couple of years ago. I think more than a decade. But God healed her, no? And we rejoiced. Lately po, ay nagkaroon ng recurrence yung kanyang cancer. And meron po siyang pangamba. At pinanalangin po namin siya, we assured her, no, na we trust the Lord and He can do it again. Purihin po ang Panginoon pagkatapos po ng another surgery at yung pong i-biopsy, yung mass na nakuha sa kanya. Praise God kasi po, benign. So once again, pinagaling na naman ng Panginoon si Grace. And we thank God for that. Our God is a miraculous healer. Amen po ba, mga kapatid? Kaya magtiwala po tayo sa Kanya. Mo, ginagamit ng Diyos sa mga doktor, pero ang talagang nagpapagaling ay ang ating Panginoon. So ano po ba yung dynamic faith? Ang dynamic faith po ay una, naniniwala sa salita ng Panginoon. Okay. Believing in the word of Jesus. Pangalawa, hindi lang believing in the word, but trusting in the person of Jesus. Nananampalataya sa persona ni Jesus, sa kanyang personhood. At ang panghuli po na masasabi ko na ebidensya ng isang dynamic faith is acting on it. Una, believing the word. Pangalawa, trusting the person of Jesus Christ. At pangatlo is acting on it. Ibig ko sabihin nito, we obey. We hold on to His promise and we move and walk in our healing. We receive it by faith and we act on it. Kinakailangan po, may aksyon. Kagaya ng ginawa ng lalaking ito, pinanghawakan niya ang salita ng Panginoon at umuwi na siya. No, hindi na kailangang hatakin pa si Jesus. No, kahit po malayo ang distansya, he believed the word of Jesus. Kapatid, mahalaga sa pananampalataya ang naghihintay sa Panginoon. Pero kalakip din ng paghihintay yung paghakbang. Hindi kinakailangan laging naghihintay na lang, no? Halimbawa, kailangan mo ng trabaho, hindi pwedeng puro panalangin at paghihintay. Kinakailangan mong maghanap ng trabaho. Kinakailangan mong mag-apply ng trabaho. Kinakailangan mong makipag-usap, no, sa HR, no, para magkaroon ka ng trabaho. Hindi rin pwedeng magkaroon ng negosyo kung naghihintay ka lang na parang may darating at kakatok na lang sa bahay mo at may bibili sa iyo. Hindi, kinakailangan pag-aralan mo ito, kinakailangan kang mamuhunan, kinakailangan kang mag-aral, no? At maghanap ng mga kliyente. Kasi malibang galawan mo ito, wala ring mangyayari. So ang pananampalataya ay kailangan lakipan ng gawa. Na nandito tayo ngayon sa paghatid ng mabuting balita. Tayo'y pinigilan ng lockdown na naman, no? Pero walang makatipigil po sa atin, no? Sapagkat pwede naman tayong manalangin. Pwede naman tayong manalangin sa mga harapan ng mga pintuan ng bahay at ating idalangin ng mga tahanan, ng mga pamilya. Pwede tayong mag-win souls online. We are unstoppable. We are uncontainable. No? Nothing and no one can stop us. Hindi rin tayo makakagawa ng disipulo kung tayo ay naghihintay lang na may darating sa ating disciples. So these are all parts of dynamic faith. No? We believe the word, we trust the person of Jesus, and then we act on it. Okay. So nakita po natin yung stage na yan. Number 4 na stage is after nitong dynamic faith is deliberate faith. The nobleman did not only act on it, but he made a follow-through. Verse 51, anong sabi dito? And as he was now going down, his slaves met him saying that his son was alive. So, he inquired. Ah, yun pala, napakahalaga pala nun. You inquire. He inquired of them the hour when he began to get better. Then they said to him, yesterday at the 7th hour, the fever left him. So, yesterday, 7th hour, alauna ng hapon, no, the 6th hour is 12 noon in the Roman ano, time. So, alauna ng hapon, the fever left him. So, napakahalaga po pala na if we want verification, no, of healing, you need to go back to your doctor, you need to have your laboratory test once again to find out, no, kung yung karamdaman mo ay talagang nawala na. Kung talagang lubusan kang pinagaling ng Panginoon. There has to be some double checking on it. And you need deliberate faith. You need follow through. No? And the good thing about this is that, you know, Jesus is not bound by time. He is not bound by space. He is not even bound by any causes of your sicknesses. Hindi issue kay Jesus yung distansya. Hindi issue kay Jesus yung oras o panahon. No? Ang kinakailangan lang panghawakan natin ang salita ng Panginoon at tayo ay kanyang pagagalingin. Just hang on, never give up, and keep on believing the Lord. Now, even in the face of death, no, you will still believe because we know that death is the ultimate healing. Ito naman mga pinagaling ng Panginoon in the during the biblical times, no, sila'y pinagaling ng Panginoon. Ultimately, lahat naman po tayo namamatay. No? Actually, kapag ka po tayo may pinanalangin at ang sagot ng Diyos ay kinuha. Kinuha niya yung ating pinapanalangin. Hindi po siya gumaling physically. Pero sa totoo lamang po, sinagot ng Diyos ang ating panalangin sapagkat pinagkalooban siya ng ultimate healing. Ibig sabihin ng ultimate healing, talagang hindi na makakaramdam ng pain, ng paghihirap ang ating mahal sa buhay o ang ating kaibigan sapagkat naranasan na ang lubusang kagalingan sa piling ng Panginoon. No? Kaya kita po natin dito, mga kapatid, walang sinasanto ang karamdaman, maging ang kamatayan. Dito lang nakaraang linggo, no, yung pong anak ni Henry C. Jr., ni Big Boy, apo ni Henry C. Sr. na may-ari ng SM, ay sa hindi maipaliwanag na dahilan, ano, na nagkaroon po ng bacteria at age 29. No? Sandali lamang po, nagkaroon ng sepsis at namatay. Nakakalungkot po. No? And our hearts go out to the family of Jan Catherine C. No? Isa pong healthy na equestrian and heavily involved sa community development, no, at isang Christian eh, pero kinuha din po ng Panginoon. It goes to show na talagang wala po talagang pinipili, walang edad, walang estado sa buhay, walang sabihin mo pa na Christian or non-Christian, lahat po tayo dadaan dito. Pero ang magandang patotoo ni Henry C. Jr., no, ay talagang sabi nga niya, para niyang naranasan si Job. Sabi niya, the Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. At inispread niya yung picture ng kanyang anak na si John at sinishare niya ang gospel sa mga tao. So walang anumang kapaitan sa puso ang mag-anak sa pagpanaw ng isang mahal sa buhay. Bakit? Sapagkat alam nila na Christian si John, no, at nasa piling na ng Panginoon, at hindi lamang yon, may purpose ang Lord, and through the death of John Catherine C., many are coming to know the Lord. Okay. So, hindi man pagalingin physically yung ating pong mga mahal sa buhay, God is still good. God is still the healer because He gives ultimate healing. And finally, mga kapatid, nakita natin dito, desperate faith, stage 1. Stage 2, determined faith. Stage 3, dynamic faith. Nakarating ang lalaking ito sa deliberate faith. At finally, no, yung panghuli is declared faith. Ano yung declared faith? Sabi sa verse 53, so the father knew that it was that hour in which Jesus said to him, your son is alive. And he himself believed and his entire household. This, again, is a second sign that Jesus performed when he had come from Judea into Galilee. This is the very purpose of the Gospel of John, that you may believe. That you may believe. At ano pong ginawa ng nobleman nung gumaling ang kanyang anak? No, siya po'y nanampalataya kay Jesus at hindi lang yun. Sinama niya ang buong sambahayan niya, no? Sinama niya ang buong pamilya niya at silang lahat ay sumampalataya sa Panginoong Jesus. At hindi ako magtataka kundi pati mga kapitbahay niya, pati mga kakilala at kaibigan niya, no, ay nakakilala sa Panginoon. Why? Because they have seen the power of Jesus, no, in behalf of his son. So nabuhay po ang kanyang anak. At malaking kagalakan po ang naranasan ng buong pamilya. In fact, yung pong word na ginamit na yung mga kasambahay niya ay lumapit sa kanya, no, pagpunta niya ng bahay. Naglulundagan daw po yung kanyang mga servants. Nagtatalunan sa tuwa. At nung tinanong, anong oras gumaling? The same, the exact time that Jesus uttered the word, go, your son is alive. Praise Jesus because He is powerful. Jesus is not bound by time, by space, by anything, and He can heal you. He can heal us. No. Marami na po akong pinanalangin na pinagaling ng Panginoon physically. Meron din po akong pinanalangin na hindi pinagaling physically. Kinuha na ng Lord. No. Pero hindi po nagbabago ang katotohanan that Jesus is our healer. No. At ang nangyari po dito, ang pananampalataya ng lalaking ito ay hindi nanatili sa kanya, kundi nahawa po ng pananampalataya niya yung kanyang asawa, nahawa yung kanyang mga anak, nahawa yung mga kapitbahay, nahawa ang mga tao sa paligid niya. There is something more contagious than COVID-19, mga kapatid. And that is your faith. Your faith in the Lord is uncontainable. Ang totoong pananampalataya cannot be contained. Ang totoong pananampalataya can move mountains. ang totoong pananampalataya can effect healing. Why? Because it is founded on the Lord Jesus Christ. Kaya mga kapatid, ipahayag po natin ang ating pananampalataya. So this coming week po, we encourage you to take part in our Pray and Go conquest, no? Meron po tayong available na door hanger na nakalagay dyan, we prayed for you. No, hindi man tayo magkaroon ng personal encounter sa mga kapitbahay natin because of social distancing. Alam mo, kapag naglalakad ka patungo sa kung saan ka man pupunta, you can stop by for a minute, no, sa harap ng kapitbahay mo, and then you pray and bless the people inside. At pagkatapos mong ipag-pray, no, ilagay mo ito sa kanilang tarangkahan saying that, you know, we prayed for you so that, no, COVID-19 will not touch your home and that He will provide for everything that you need. And then sa likod dito, nakalagay yung the Lord bless you and keep you. And then dun sa bandang ibaba, nakalagay dito yung isang space na contact us. Lagay mo yung pangalan mo tsaka telephone number. Kasi baka may kahilingan pa sila sa panalangin and they can respond to you. And in this way, no, in a very creative way and a sabihin mong pandemic friendly way of sharing the gospel, no, we can do it. Tandaan natin, you know, our faith, genuine faith, is uncontainable and it should be contagious. Sana'y mahawa ang mga kapitbahay mo sa pananampalatayang iyong taglay kay Jesus. Purihin po ang Panginoon. Kaya let's summarize everything, no? So God wants you to grow your faith when sickness strikes. And how do you grow? How do you grow your faith? By focusing on Jesus, no? Minsan ginagamit ng Panginoon yung desperation, so you should begin with desperate faith and then determined faith, no? Now you keep on asking and then your dynamic faith, you hold on to the word of God, you trust the person of Jesus and you act on it. And then deliberate faith, meaning to say, may follow through, and declared faith. Once you have experienced the power of God in your life, begin sharing. Begin sharing and let the people know that Jesus is our healer. Amen and amen and amen. Sa oras na ito, mga kapatid, bagamat tayo ay may mga nasa ating tahanan at meron tayong ilang kapatid na nandun sa church ngayon, I think there are about 12 of them, no, na nandun sa ating pong sanctuary. But I want to pray for you, mga kapatid, even though we are miles away or you're from a different time zone. Remember, Jesus is not bound by time and space. Let's pray together right now, no? And I want to pray for you. And let's believe and let's trust the Lord for healing. Sino man sa atin, mga kapatid, ang may dinaramdam, may karamdaman, physical o maaaring emosyonal or mental, anumang karamdaman ito, mas makapangyarihan si Jesus kaysa anumang karamdaman. The name of Jesus is more powerful than any name given in heaven. Be it cancer, be it COVID, be it diabetes, anumang karamdaman ito, lahat ay luluhod sa harapan ni Jesus. I want you to trust the Lord with me that when He said, go, your son is alive, let's claim the promise of the Lord that you are healed in His name. By His stripes, you are healed. Believe His word. Trust the person of Jesus and act on it. Sige po, tayo po'y manalangin, mga kapatid. At maaari bang ilagay mo ang iyong kamay sa anumang bahagi ng iyong katawan na may dinaramdam? And let's together trust the Lord that He will heal. Let's pray. Panginoon, sa oras na ito, kami po'y lumalapit sa iyo. At kung paanong nung panahon ng Biblia, ikaw ay nagpagaling. Alam namin na hindi ka nagbabago. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. At ang kapangyarihan mong magpagaling ay hindi nababawasan. Kaya sa oras na ito, Panginoon, yayamang ikaw ay nagkalatay para sa aming karamdaman at sakit. Lord, extend your healing power to my brother and to my sister. Wherever they are in the world, whatever time zone they are in right now, Lord, I pray that you reach out to my brother and effect healing upon any part of the body, be it physical, emotional, mental, psychological sicknesses. We declare healing in Jesus' name. We believe, Lord God, in your mighty power. Hindi po kami nagpapagaling, ikaw po ang nagpapagaling. At bandang huli, Lord God, ang papuri ay para po sa iyo. As we receive you into our hearts as our personal Lord and Savior, and as we recognize you as our Creator, our Lord, and our Healer, Lord Jesus, we trust in you and we keep on asking for healing. Reach out, Lord God. Touch the part of my brother's body, my sister's body, that is suffering or being afflicted right now with any sickness. And I declare healing. Healing from cancer. Healing from diabetes. I declare yung kidney na natuyo na, mabuhay in Jesus' name. And I declare lahat po ng toxin sa katawan ng aking kapatid, you flush it out in Jesus' name. I declare healing from arthritis. I declare healing from insomnia. I declare healing, Lord God, from psoriasis, Lord God, or any skin diseases. Right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I pray healing of the heart right now. Kung may mga bara ang puso, Lord, you flush it out in Jesus' name. Lahat po ng mga bara sa puso, mawala po ito at magkaroon ng maluwag na paghinga ang aking kapatid. At Lord, anumang lung problem right now, pneumonia, we declare healing right now in Jesus' name. Lord, any mental problem, any psychological problem, depression, psychosis, neurosis, in Jesus' name, nothing can stand against the name of Jesus. Jesus' name is powerful and we declare healing right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we apply your blood, we apply your stripes upon my brother and upon my sister, and we declare your healing. Salamat po na marami, Panginoon. We praise you, Lord. We magnify your name. And as we experience your healing touch, Lord, we will begin declaring your mighty deeds. Aming ipapahayag sa maraming tao ang iyong kadakilaan at ang iyong kabutihan. Kung paanong ang buong sambahayan ng lalaking ito na sumampalataya sa iyo at pinagaling mo ang kanyang anak ay talaga pong pumalat ang mabuting balita. Maraming salamat po, Panginoon. We give you all the glory and all praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Maraming salamat po, mga kapatid. And if you have experienced, you know, healing from the Lord, maaari po ba na ikwento nyo naman sa amin? If you have experienced something supernatural, something miraculous today, ibalita nyo po sa amin and we will tell the world, you know, how wonderful Jesus is and how powerful He is. Now, as we reflect on the Word of God today, you know, while we are listening to the song, I lift my hands, and I believe in you again, Lord Jesus Christ. Can you reflect on these questions, The questions, our reflection for today's are the questions. Number one, what stage are you now in growing your faith in Jesus? Nasaan stage ka na? Desperate faith? Determined faith? Dynamic faith? Deliberate faith? Or declared faith? Nasaan ka dyan ngayon? And then, what do you plan to do to go to the next level? Okay. So let's be with the Lord and enjoy Him right now. And let's continue to reflect on His promises. Let's believe in His name. Amen and amen.